A new film called Moonlight shines a light on a tough neighborhood in Miami in the 1980s at the height of the war on drugs. There we meet a young black gay man whose mother is addicted to crack. It is a world well known to both the director of Moonlight and the playwright whose work the movie Opening Friday is based on. NPR's Mandalita Del Barco has the story.
We first meet Chiron as a 10-year-old boy getting chased by bullies through the streets of Miami's impoverished Liberty City neighborhood. Chiron ends up cowering inside a boarded-up crack house. Alex Hibbert plays the shy Chiron.
Chiron, he's a not understood boy. Like, he's been bullied a lot, abused, and he's trying to find his way. And he's judged a lot about his sexuality and who he likes and what he likes.
The 12-year-old actor makes his debut here. He grew up in another Miami neighborhood.
It's not as bad as Liberty City was, but it's like bad-ish.
Hibbert says the movie offers a very authentic view of the hood.
Yeah, in my community, like, there's people there that they care for you even though they do bad stuff and, like, they sell drugs and stuff, but, like, inside they care and they have a heart.
I gotta get you home, though, man. Can't have you just running around these dope holes.
In the movie, a local drug dealer named Juan becomes Chiron's mentor. He even teaches him to swim in the ocean. Actor Mahershala Ali says his character, a black Cuban man, relates to Chiron as an outsider.
The way they connect and the way he guides him is in the manner in which a father does. And he's able to impart a certain degree of knowledge or at least try to unlock Chiron and some of the things that he's dealing with.
Juan is also responsible for supplying the very drugs that Chiron's mother uses. Chiron witnesses her descent from a responsible nurse to a crack addict begging for money.
I'm your blood, remember? I ain't feeling good. I need something to help me out. Come on, baby.
It's left to drug-dealing Juan and his girlfriend Teresa to help Chiron navigate growing up. Singer Janelle Monáe plays Teresa, who becomes Chiron's surrogate mother.
With the world constantly chattering in his head about who he should be and who he should not be, I'm the one person who is mentoring him and listening to him alongside Mahershala's character as well. I don't judge him, and I'm there for him, and I'm allowing him the space to just be.
The film is told in three acts, with different actors playing Chiron at different stages of his life. In the first act, he's a child. In act two, in high school. Act three, he's an adult. And as an adult, Chiron reconnects with Kevin, his first love.
Who is you, Chiron?
I'm me, man. I ain't trying to be nothing else.
Oh, okay, so you hard now.
I ain't say that.
Well, then what?
The adult Kevin is played by actor Andre Holland.
There's often this idea of, well, boys don't cry and, you know, toughen up, man up. And at the same time, well, don't be too angry or too aggressive because that has serious ramifications as we continue to see.
It's a fine line that Holland says black men in particular have had to negotiate. He says the characters in Moonlight are learning what it means to be men.
They also are trying to figure out what their sexuality is. And I think it's really remarkable that these two men have found a way to be open and vulnerable and intimate with one another. Not just sexual, but truly intimate.
Playwright Terrell McCraney and director Barry Jenkins say they also wanted the story to be an intimate portrayal of the place where they both grew up in the 1980s, Liberty City.
I mean, the sun would be setting and there would be this gorgeous blush in the air. You could smell mango down the street, down 62nd Street. All the time.
They went to the same elementary school, but they didn't meet up until a few years ago when Jenkins first read McCraney's play In Moonlight, Black Boys Look Blue. It's based on the playwright's childhood.
I remember some of the worst days of my life were also some of the most beautiful naturally. The poinsettia would be in full bloom and falling on your head, so you see these yellow flowers everywhere. But, you know, I had just gotten either beaten up on a corner or saw somebody get shot.
Director Barry Jenkins had a very different experience in that same neighborhood. He was not gay, and he played football, but he and McCraney have a shared history. Both of their mothers were addicted to crack.
I remember being my mom's buddy.
But like partners. Like
yeah,
we
were homies.
You know what
we
I mean?
We were in it together, and then at some point, we weren't.
Hmm.
The playwright's mother died of AIDS, while the director's mother is in recovery. Neither knew their fathers. Barry Jenkins says he was struck by the way in which the men in the story interact.
Just the gentleness and the kindness of the character Juan, and knowing that he was based on something in reality.
Let me tell you something, man. There are black people everywhere. Remember that, okay? No place you can go in the world ain't got no black people. We was the first on this planet.
And when I jogged my memory and I thought back on growing up in the village, there were these men who would every now and then just go out of their way to be like, no, don't do that, you know, leave that guy alone, or this or that. You know, the men give each other dap, you know? Mm. And it's something very, very common in the black community. And I hadn't really seen it, you know, sort of done in a movie or in a TV show, carrying the warmth that I think it carries for these characters in this film.
At some point, you got to decide for yourself who you're going to be. Can't let nobody make that decision for you.
Director Barry Jenkins says he also wanted to give a realistic feel and language to his film. As a result, it looks and sounds like Liberty City in the 1980s.
That's because, Mama, it is real people talking. You know, there is no code switching in this film. Miami English is different than Georgia English, different than New York English. And I remember the first time I showed the film to my agent. He was like, you might need subtitles for that opening scene. And I was like, nah, bro, that's just Miami.
That accent is thick and musical. Instantly, your ear, like if you were watching Shakespeare, it takes you a minute to attune to mm-hmm. it, to get involved, and that's good. It's like, wouldn't you like to come visit these wonderful people? But you go, I want to talk to these people for a second. Yes, this guy's a drug dealer. I know what he does, but let me into his world for a moment.
McCraney and Jenkins are hoping that even after the credits roll, the moonlight lingers on these characters.
What did you expect?
Mandalit del Barco, NPR News.